Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. It's the 10th anniversary of our association and the membership of Steve Forbes and the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Steve, happy anniversary, baby.
I can't believe it.
You know, in weddings, you got your 5-year present, your 10-year present, and the 15-year present, and all that sort of thing. You know, gold and diamonds and sort of thing. In radio, your 10-year anniversary is an email. Sorry about that. We're kind of low budget around here. Hey, Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us, folks. You know who Steve is. He's chairman and the editor in chief of the Forbes Media organization, including the magazine, the website, and a lot of other many other publications. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one, which he co-authored with Elizabeth Ames, which I think is going to be one of your most important ones, Steve. Freedom Manifesto: Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't. You know, Steve, the founders worried about many things as they put this country together, but arguably they were the most concerned about the central government gaining too much power. And that's why they put in elements in the founding documents that limited and, in fact, enumerated the powers that the federal government has. What do you think they would say about those enumerations, about that limited government that they dreamed of today?
I think they would be appalled by what we see today. You know, the idea that government will tell you what kind of soda to have, government telling women how to feed their babies, we're having here in New York, government trying to run your health care, government trying to run finance, government trying to run energy. And again, they government always, it's like how you get tyranny, Jim. It's we're here to help you. And manifestly, government is about force. And one of the contrasts we make in the book is Apple versus Solyndra.
Right.
I mean, Apple is based on meeting the needs and wants. Steve Jobs, as you know, famously said, we don't do marketing surveys because people don't know what they want until we show them. That's the essence of the entrepreneur, putting something out there. And so Steve Jobs gets rich. Nobody begrudges it because he enriched the lives. Google lives of hundreds of millions of people around the world.
Right.
Whereas Solyndra, it's about power politics, and the taxpayer gets left whole in the bag, not investors taking risks.
Well, it's also a stark example of what happens when the government tries to pick winners and losers, as opposed to the marketplace picking winners and losers, isn't it?
It is, and in the marketplace, as you know, most new businesses don't succeed. Most fail in 5 years or 10 years, but the thing is, when they don't succeed, the taxpayer is not only left holding the bag; it becomes a political issue, and that's why government doesn't innovate. It just look at Barack Obama. To him, innovation is railroads, mm-hmm. You know, light rail, which is a 19th-century technology, or windmills, a 15th-century technology,
right.
And misses completely the future.
Well, how is it that we've gotten to the point in America where business success is demonized? Where is it? How is it that it's become a pejorative used by one side to demonize success? Has become the concept of success has become a pejorative by one side, and the other side has to defend it. How's that happen?
Well, because we have a crisis, and one of the things that people don't fully grasp is that these economic crises are caused by government. We never would have had a housing bubble if the Federal Reserve hadn't printed so much money, Fannie
right.
and Freddie, $1.5 trillion of junk mortgages, mm-hmm. and the like. The private sector gets the rap, and people have the feeling today, especially with crony capitalism and bailouts, people have the feeling today that, you succeed because you're connected. You fail, we get left holding the bag for it, and so people start to resent success because they think it's not done honestly. They don't think it's done the right way. And so one of the things that free market advocates have to make the point. These mess-ups are government. We don't believe in crony capitalism, quite the opposite, and that the free market's allowed to operate, mm-hmm. do all the things government says it will do, but does just the opposite. And one of the concluding chapter of the book, I think, gets the essence of it, the spirit of Reagan or Obama, optimism and cooperation versus pessimism and distrust. Reagan believed in the American people. Barack Obama lectures to the American people. In free markets, you start a business, as you well know. It's about cooperation. You bring a team together. You try to get things done. You got to work with creditors, suppliers, mm-hmm. customers. And so it brings about these circles of cooperation. Government, because it's about force, breeds distrust, which is, again, why I think people feel uneasy about what is happening
well,
today.
The government never reconciles either, Steve. If you and I fail, we have to reconcile with that. We have to reconcile with our money. We have to reconcile with our stakeholders. We have to reconcile with the marketplace. Government never reconciles. And here's an example. As much as the critics of the behavior and practices, as I've been a critic of the of Wall Street, and I'll continue to be in some of their practices, the perpetrator of the original sin that produced the financial crisis of 2008 is the federal government, not Wall Street.
Exactly.
Because of Community Reinvestment Act and doubling down on that, and the bad practices at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it goes back to the government, not Wall Street. What do you think?
Absolutely. And if you had, for example, if the government stopped trashing the value of the dollar, had a stable dollar again, a lot of Wall Street activity would go away. You wouldn't have the opportunity to trade currencies.
Right.
Commodities would be more stable.
Right.
So when government messes up, private sector gets the blame, government gets more powerful. It's perverse. The more it fails, the bigger it gets.
And it never reconciles. That's another reason why governments are not moral. I'm going to take a quick break. The book is called Freedom Manifesto by Steve Forbes and Elizabeth Ames. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve about some solutions. What are his solutions that he proposes to get us back on track? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.